This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I don't think this is the end.
In a way. For players like the players I kind of mentioned.
And that's why it goes against conventional wisdom, Stoddy, that so you're telling me you didn't get it done, but you're going to reset and the window's open again? You didn't earn that.
One more time?
You didn't earn that. You got to earn, you know, is the window open by winning something. If you keep losing and coming up short, it closes. Yeah. It's not, oh, we got young guys here, now it's going to stay open. No, you got to cash in. The Niners got a chip, not a championship. They got a chip of a great team, a great roster. It's been 5 years, Stoney. They got to bring this thing home. And let me tell you, other teams are coming. The Detroit Lions are here. The Green Bay Packers. The other teams, Donnie. So, I mean, it's imperative that they get this thing done, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let me get to a couple of these texts. This is an interesting one.
Window may be shut. We'll
tight,
see.
650, Steiny, take the bet.
I hate this.
Jake Paul fights are fixed in his favor. It's easy money.
See, Tyson
doesn't, 650, Steiny and Goo, Tyson doesn't care if he wins or loses or about his legacy. What? He needs the money.
Nah.
It's simple, and that's our guy Rotz.
If he were going in there with Russell Crowe and Gladiator, I would believe he's going to lose. Jake Paul is, again, I got to be careful. He's a marshmallow to Mike Tyson.
707, we'll just run through some stuff. Yeah. Steiny. Should the Dubs look into trading for Kyle Kuzma? Absolutely not. No chance. I'm going to say something. I tell you what. You mark my words here. Wizards are going to schnooker somebody with Kyle Kuzma.
Well, I always liked his game. I'm not saying he's not a winning player. How can you be a winning player at D.C.? But I'll say this to that. I wouldn't break up what they got going now for Kuzma. Remember,
You were going to break up the Wizards.
Oh, please, man. What they got right now, I like what I see.
Yeah. Stop talking about a fixed fight. It's a TV show.
And I guess that lady, Steiny, Nate Vallejo, she interviews all the celebrities.
She hasn't interviewed us.
Well, like you said, we're local.
Regional. Regional sounds a little more expansive.
But the truth is local. Like when you went back to Philly, they don't know you get down out here. They don't know you're a Steiny.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But Metroplex, when I went to Dallas, there were some gurus.
No, there weren't. You're a liar.
Wow. Oh, boy.
You know, you remember I was telling you I bumped into Jeff Foster in New Orleans.
Yeah, you did.
I said, my name's Matt Steinmetz. You don't know me. I'm a media guy in the Bay Area. And he goes, actually, name sounds familiar.
I hate that he said it. It was just a throwaway line.
Of course, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Because you could have.
It was absolutely a throwaway line.
I used to
line.
Work for the Warriors sideline.
No, he didn't say that. Of course he didn't say that.
Why did they get why is there a new Steiny or a new Roz or Kareth? Why did they take that feature away from?
They don't have sideline anymore?
No. No, I'm talking
for
about
the
local. Yeah, for local, for NBC Sports Bay Area.
Is that true?
I don't see it when I watch the games. Yeah, I just ran.
Kareth's not doing sidelines?
I haven't seen it either.
She does the dub talk with Bonnie after, but I'm talking about in the It, now, TNT does it. You know, Chris Hayes no longer doing it, but yeah.
You know why? Guys like me started
it. Make a call.
Now we priced everybody out of the business. You want to know how much I was getting a game back in 2007?
Now, I would like to know.
Yeah, let's go to Lance in Guerneville. What's up, Lance? How you doing? Stay out of my pockets.
Get your
hey, Lance.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Lance.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, so, you know, I just wanted to talk about the Niners for a second. And just bear with me here, but how many years has it been since the Yankees have won a championship?
This is your bailiwick, Goo.
2009, I believe. I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
So the point is, it's been a minute,
yes.
Right? But they have the highest payroll year in and year out, almost on a regular basis.
Right.
And to me, this Niners team rings a little bit true to the Yankees in the context of them having the players and the payroll, but finding ways not to get there. And I believe one of the fundamental reasons why they're struggling is they're lacking leadership at the player level that understands how to break that window that Draymond was talking about.
I don't see
leadership at the player level.
Like what,
to me, is capable of getting across the finish line.
Well, let me just throw a couple names at you. What about, like, the first guy who came to my mind was Fred Warner, George Kittle, and I'll just throw McCaffrey in there. You don't, like, what do you think? Why do you think they'll come up short again?
He's very similar to Steph.
Who's?
I think McCaffrey's very similar to Steph.
Oh, I got you.
You know, and I think Warner is. So there's a lot of guys that can play the game with big contracts, but I just don't see the dudes that are necessary to actually do what Draymond was talking about.
Interesting.
That's why they're falling short. And I'll even go one step further.
All right.
I don't think Debo's a leader on this team at all.
Well,
and not only that, He was going at Moody during that last game, but what's Debo done going back to the Super Bowl? He may as well have been on an island in Guam during that game. He was a no-show. And what's he done this year?
No doubt.
Fair,
hey, before you
points.
Hang up, I'll give you everything but the Debo part. I'm with you, man. But for you to say they don't have the dudes – and they have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in the second half in two of those Super Bowls, I got to double back and just say it doesn't matter if they got the dudes. They had the collective to have those leads, man. So I feel like you're judging a team or saying that about a team that maybe got to the conference, you know, got to the NFC Championship game. When you get to the Super Bowl, you got the dudes.
Well, I think maybe what Lance is saying is
that was strong, though. I can't tell him not how to feel.
Maybe what Lance is saying is
Warner's
like the fact
dudes,
that they
Donnie.
Couldn't hold on to a 10-point lead means they're not dudes. You can look at it that way.
But we talked about it. Some of that is coaching. And this last Super Bowl,
to
me,
players.
I thought the coaching was more off this last Super Bowl than the actual play.
Oh, God, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wilkes on line one. What do you think he's thinking about his defense as he watches the Niners through nine games? This is why I lost my gig for what?
Well, I thought their defense was good against Tampa Bay.
I'm talking about the whole year.
Yeah,
Sonny, I'm worried about them. Dude, White and what's the other guy for Tampa? They were running the ball. Again, they didn't get 200 yards on the ground, but they were some runs to where I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, just like incompletions. Sometimes they happen. Mm-hmm. And
But come on, Fred Warner's a dude. As much as I get mad at him, Bosa's a dude.
I'll talk about Bosa.
Yeah. And Debo single-handedly in 19, he was the offense and took this team to Dallas on the road and won, to the frozen tundra in Green Bay. We can't forget that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not saying I totally agree with the last caller, but you look at a guy. Okay, you tell me why this is the case. All right? My buddy, Baltimore Joe, huge football fan, talking about Bosa, Nick Bosa. He goes, yeah, guy's not a winner. Guy's not a champ, not a killer. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the whole family is about business decisions more than, like, the game. Like, they're businessmen. So, like...
That don't make me mad. I get okay.
The point is maybe Bosa isn't a killer. Like, he's good, but he's Charles Barkley.
And he's the highest paid defensive player, and you made that decision.
Well, those are
that's a problem, though.
Well, those decisions are done. They're made.
But, yeah, but like the play against Baker, we can all laugh and just say it's one play in a game, 60 minutes, right? But, Stoney, I just like, what was that? And he wasn't feeling good. He had a hit pointer last week, but... Just think
Hold
about
on.
How they
I'll
lost
tell
that
you
game.
What. I'll tell you
Can
what.
Reggie
was,
White had
do
that
wanna,
arm.
Do you want to pontificate about something you don't know about, or would you like to hear Nick Bosa talk about what happened on that play with Baker Mayfield?
That's the only thing that could get me to shut up.
Okay.
Oh man, the slow motion makes it look pretty tough. But yeah, it was weird because it was fourth down, so I was thinking more. If I hold on to him, I don't think he can make a play. If I try and do like get him down, maybe go for his legs, or then he could possibly get off me and throw it. So I didn't figure he couldn't make a play, but he definitely did.
That was not a pit bull.
I thought he was going to say because he didn't want to get a late hit or hit him out of bounds.
I was hoping to God he said that because you had said that was not a pit bull. That was just he laughed at the start. But I guess you won the game, so you can.
Charles
Haley would have yanked that arm. Even Greenlaw would have yanked that arm out of the socket. There's no way he would have been able to throw the ball.
Would not have done that because he's not on the field.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm talking about dog nasty.
Okay, so you just said it. Bosa's not a dog.
Well, the more we're watching him play, I'm like, dude, you're not living up to, you know, your limit is the heavens. I'm putting you up there with Watt from Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Crosby from the Raiders.
Okay. Bosa, you're questioning Bosa.
Where?
Okay.
The Bucs gained 215 yards of offense.
This is one
they
man.
Averaged 3.7 yards per
Quiet.
Play.
Yep.
This was a dominant defensive performance overall. Mayfield completed 18 passes for 116 yards. You have to try to be that bad. So, you know, you have to be careful about pointing out one guy. You know, Bosa is not going to get 5 sacks every week. That doesn't happen. And I'm being honest with you guys, so I hope you appreciate what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Nick Bosa is not a different player today than he was 2 weeks ago. So, you know, he's not going to have, you know, he had a big sack in the fourth quarter against the backup left tackle when he just basically just played off contact and beat him to the inside. And that turned out to be, you know, obviously a big sack. They went empty on that play on 3rd and 13, which kind of surprised me. I don't rip coaches, but I was surprised because that left Bosa one-on-one on the backup left tackle. You know, Bosa's just a really, really good player. If you were to, if we had an offensive lineman, an offensive tackle who played against Bosa regularly on this call right now, they would rave about how difficult he is to block.
No,
yeah,
hey, that's
Greg.
My guy. That's my guy.
Greg
that's
Cosell,
guy. I love
football
him.
Guru.
Yeah, but he didn't say
hey,
is
we
he
break.
Was two,
we got to take
two,
a
you've
break.
Been doing that, and I don't like it. He's been doing that 2 years. Hey, compare him to 2 years ago, Bosa.
No, I'll get you'll have your forum on the other side for sure. But boy, you're going to take exception with Greg Cosell. You better come prepared, baby. Come prepared. Okay. Fun day. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Celebrating. We're out here, right? This is our out.
God. When he waves his hand, it
well,
means something.
You know what? We got off schedule a little bit today.
We?
And okay.
We?
Well, we did. It was because of Cam. Remember?
Oh, yeah, right.
We could have gotten out on time, but you needed to talk about his book.
I did give him some love.
And he talked about me saying nonsense. Celebrating Fremont Bank. Come on, Fremont Bank. Get there. Celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network,
T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is why I'm such a loser. Now, do I know how to milk a cow? No. Have I ever milked a cow? No. But you put a cow in front of me and it's ready, I could milk it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Start us off.
I wanted to bust a freestyles Friday, but remember, people can't hear the music.
I'm pretty sure at one point, Nahigian in the last 5 or 6 years said, you know, after he said, Stein, you're not a real host.
It was traditional.
I think he was like, you know what? You don't have to always come out and talk first. Guru can bring us back, too. Your voice doesn't always have, Steiny, your voice doesn't always have to be the first one. And I don't know whether he was saying that because he knows I'm not a real host or he just wants more of you.
I put this in your book, a chapter. When you talk like that, it's like you're saying Guru can read to the people. They know I can talk into the mic. I did the backyard boogie for 3 years.
No, honey. But the point
came
is,
into the game solo Sunday night.
Don't get mad about it.
But the way you say it, it's like Guru can read. And then when you leave,
not about reading.
And Bonte does this, Guru, you're in the one chair. Like if I'm a starting quarterback,
it's a big chair.
I got it.
It's a big chair.
Oh boy.
It's a big, big chair.
I got to read this text
because
it hit me. Guru, you never read my text, but I'm with you. Bosa is not a dog, and numbers don't lie.
You didn't say that.
He is not the caliber of player to be the highest paid on defense in the NFL. I can think of 4 other players on the defensive line better than him. Turk, 707. I'm not coming at Bosa, but I'm tired of tap dancing. Gregory Hines around it. Not one sack recorded last year. You get the Benjamins, and to laugh off that play, Crosby, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, two Tall Jones, rest in peace. Like, Steiny, that arm would have been torn off. That other arm would have came around and knocked the ball out. How did Baker strong.
The slow motion makes
What's
it look
funny?
Pretty tough. But, yeah, it was weird because it was 4th down, so I was thinking more. If I hold on to him, I don't think he could make a play. If I try and do, like, get him down, maybe go for his legs or... then he could possibly get off me and throw it.
I get it.
I figured he couldn't make a play, but he definitely did.
That is my what dog did I have growing up?
That's a great bite.
What dog did I have? Danny. What? Remember I told you he was a the hunting dog.
Pitbull.
No, you don't remember.
Schnauzer. Dachshund.
Irish Setter. That's what Bosa is right there. It's funny to him.
Well, is he a dog or not?
No. Yeah, he's an Irish Setter. He's not a pit bull. Yeah, but he ain't a pit bull.
Well, he's
got to be a pit bull. Bosa's got all the talent in the world.
By the way, I've come around on poodles.
Jake Ball.
I used to hate them. I used to hate poodles.
Why?
Because there was a perception about poodles that they were, like fancy little dogs that like people, gals would carry around in
exactly.
their purse.
That's what's endearing about them.
Yeah, well, first of all, they're very smart and they're very soft. Very soft. And you know what? A poodle, I didn't learn this until I got to be a little older. You can have a poodle that's big. I always thought poodles were like little wiener dogs. But you can have a big poodle, which to me, I enjoy a bigger dog rather than a small dog.
No, I'm bougie. I like the little dogs. Like What's the expensive ones? The Yorkies. Shout out to Jet.
916, Steiny, you talk too much. Oh. You never shut.
Boy.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco.
Bobby.
He wants to talk about a can of worms that was opened by a caller. Player leadership and whether it's lacking on the Niners. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going
well. Awesome show.
Thank you.
Thanks, I think he may have had a point because what comes to mind is when Kittle, during the offseason, had mentioned that that was last year. It's not going to affect this year. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Ronnie Lott would never have said anything like that. Ronnie Lott carried that fire from a loss in the playoffs to the next year, which is why we won Super Bowl. But, I mean, that's just my comparison right there. And I think he has a valid point when he brought that up. Oh, one other thing I'd like to say is you should take a more culinary approach to your title of your book.
Okay.
How does this sound? From berries to curry.
Wow.
Oh,
right? Like
wow.
Rick Barry and John Barry.
Yeah, that is special.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Dude, that is what I was talking about. Wow. I don't think he meant
Guru,
John.
You're correct.
Thank you.
Let's put this one in gold. Guru, you're correct. He's not playing up to his salary.
That's all.
Plus, tell Steiny, poodles have a very large brain. Look at the big brain on the poodle. That's my Samuel L. Jackson. Look at the big brains on Bobby. It's a great scene.
Did you know Denzel's in Gladiator 2?
I didn't know. Don't care. Won't see it.
Wow, man.
You know what? Here's a controversial take.
You had to be.
He's overrated.
You a wet blanket in college. Like what?
Denzel's overrated. He's Samuel L. Jackson's a better actor. There, I said it.
You got something, Ken? What is my man?
And I do like labradoodles. I got a buddy with a labradoodle who's...
Is it a mix?
I don't know. No, I think it's a purebred. They are like... You can train... If you train those dogs right, they'll do anything. They'll go get your newspaper. They'll go get milk from the fridge. My buddy just says... I think the dog's name's like Cat or... The dog's name's like Bill. He'll say like, Bill, cage.
I hate when people
and the dog
give
just
dog
walks
names,
into the cage.
Human names.
I kind of like that. Come on, who doesn't like a dog named Fred?
Ours was Danny. Who the hell is
that? That's good too.
What? But get creative, Pops.
I like that. Oh, it's Brad. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Oh, that's what is that? Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
one of the greatest films ever made.
Pretty good movie.
John
Travolta.
Pretty
good movie,
man.
Remember when he died? And you thought, oh, you were so bummed because you're like, God, he was so great. And then the movie flashed back, so he was still in it.
And who was his dad when it flashed back?
I'm
thinking of Bruce Willis's dad in Pulp Fiction. Who was his dad? Gave him the watch.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, man. Kings of New York. That movie
Hold
is
on.
Incredible.
That wasn't his dad.
Was his dad in the...
No, it's his buddy. His buddy's dad. His dad died. That's how he got the watch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think he's right.
His dad gave.
Remember,
Bruce
Ken's
Willis.
Got Ken has theater experience.
Dude, I've seen that movie tons of times. He came home and he said, "This is your dad's watch." He put it somewhere.
You're right. It's been a little while.
Yeah, you hate to see
my
it.
My whole red silk base is not listening. Let me look at the phone. Dude, but I remember.
Yeah, look at this. My man Zuki. Samuel Jackson over Denzel by a large margin.
Please, name another Samuel flick. I love Sam Jack. He ain't Denzel. I can
man
give
on,
you... Man on Fire's Denzel. Give me another one.
I was going to say Man on a Wire.
But give me another
Samuel
one.
Samuel Jackson, yeah. Please. I'm going to pull a Guru. Get out of here. Pulp Fiction.
No, we said we'll give you one more.
Like I'm not answering that.
Yeah,
that's
hey.
Beneath me.
That means... You don't know. Are you trying
can
to
somebody,
get me?
Can somebody get me another movie?
Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on a Plane.
Carter gave that to you.
How about this? This is why I love it. Steiny, Zuki Mane telling me that's a great take on Samuel L. Jackson and 707 goes, Steiny, you're on drugs.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson is not better than Denzel.
So you didn't see Spike
Jackie
Lee?
Brown!
That, it, I'm in love with her, but that's incredible.
I like her.
I love her. No, Triple D Guru.
I liked her before you, though. So, like, I don't like when you do that.
This is how I know you were just a spoiled punk kid. You wouldn't share. What do you mean? More people can enjoy one thing. Why are you so territorial?
Here's what it comes down to.
Dude, this is right.
Am I older than you or not?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So I go back further with Pam Grier than you.
But so even I can't do it. Dude, but why does it bother you?
It's just an act, mostly.
I don't believe it's an act. It's a character flaw.
Well, I do. I don't like sometimes when I'm like, this guy's a good player, and then a week later, Guru believes, you know who I like? That player you said was good.
You turn into a gremlin. It's like, damn, dude, that's weird. Do the Right Thing, Samuel Jackson. Remember he was a dope fiend?
Yeah, he didn't have a big part in that movie. Uh-oh, did he get another one wrong? Oh, boy.
What?
You're on one today.
He was a DJ behind the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm thinking of...
Oh, my
God. You got a fresh?
No, where he was the crackhead.
You're thinking of David Chappelle.
No. Samuel Jackson was Lil Larry.
Take your L and go to the ship.
No. Ken is wrong on this.
I do not bet against Ken with his movie
knowledge.
He
wasn't a crackhead in that movie. I agree he probably was in a different movie.
Right. What movie was it?
I don't think there was one.
Yeah. They were in New York. I'll find it. Go ahead. I'm out this segment. You go see if you can do solo.
I don't think he ever was a crackhead.
Dude, please. Little Larry.
Although he would have been a good one.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't. He was a DJ.
He was 0 for 2. You guys are just... Remember his mom got mad? He had a brother? Was it Wesley Snipes? And he...
It's a different...
I'll get to it.
It's a different movie. Totally different movie. All right. We'll get somebody here who gives us a...
Oh, Jungle Fever! Yeah! Go! It was Jungle Fever. He was the crackhead. The bad brother. Ken, take that to the bank. Yeah. What did I say?
I'm going
to
need verification.
It's not Do the Right Thing.
Yeah,
it's not Do the Right Thing. That was a great movie, too.
What mechanism makes me blurt out stuff? I get excited.
That's the point.
I get excited.
You're missing that mechanism.
I get excited.
My
bad, kid. Jungle Fever.
You know what's funny is I
and his name was Gator in Jungle Fever. He was the crackhead.
Do the Right Thing was incredible. Jungle Fever, obviously I know what it was about, but I can't remember much about it. Like, who was in it? Who was the star?
Have you seen it?
Yes, but a long time ago. A long time ago.
I don't know why you're turning me off. I don't believe you've seen it.
No, I have. I've seen Jungle Fever. I've seen all the Spike Lee movies. Is it Snipes? Yeah, it was Wesley Snipes.
And Annabella, what was it?
Ciari?
Good call. And John, what is it? Turturro?
Oh, John Turturro.
Yeah, my man.
He's a great actor.
He was in Do the Right Thing.
Sal's Pizzeria.
Yo, Sal, why ain't no brothers on the wall? Dude, that was great. Magic Johnson, they're not black. They're different. That was real.
I don't remember that line.
Remember he was talking about how the black athletes, they're like in a different category than regular black people.
Sure that wasn't another movie?
No, it was that. Remember, he was like, they're different.
Remember when the white dude with a Larry Bird jersey ran over Spike Lee's shoes?
Iconic scene, Stoney. My phone blowing up now. Yeah. People mad.
There's going to be seven different things.
Evan's even sending a text.
What's he doing?
Squirt. He was not. Mo Better Blues was a great. When I used to look like Denzel. Yeah. That era is when they were like, "Goo, you look like Stoney for real."
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about that one.
Yeah, I could.
I did like
him and Wesley fighting over the same girl.
I don't remember that.
Spike Lee had a gambling problem. Got hit with the... Oh, man.
Yeah, there it is. 415. Hey, Goo, your hunger for saying things is the first reason for your blurting out before you know what you're saying.
No.
It's you there's a... I guess what he's saying is there's a deep-seated need.
To be first.
Halle Berry was in Jungle Fever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
She is just...
What do you want to pivot to? Mike Tyson?
No, we got the crossover.
Well, it's coming up in 5 minutes. I kind of, you know, we had this, we had the Draymond Green sound about the Curry.
We should really try to get him on the show, man. I did that with Brian. Look at me. I'm being real.
Okay.
We've been hard on him, and I won't change that for anything.
Well, you already, you're changing.
We made the doc. Remember when he hit pool, TNT. But Stoney, he's come full circle. He's a leader, and he's telling you, what about the sound about when he got in Curry's ass? When Kerr got in Curry, did we? I don't even think we played that sound.
No, we didn't.
Play it.
All right, I'll play it right
Listen
now.
Listen to
but
how
it's
fascinating.
It doesn't
this
really
is.
Like.
It's
this
what
is,
I do here at the station.
What, interrupt?
Wow. Can you play the sound?
Yes, but we haven't discussed it. We haven't put it in context.
Well, when you play it, we can discuss it.
No, that's not the way it works in radio.
Okay, let me tell you. Backyard Boogie Study, 3 years, pandemic. You're going to play a sound that I asked and requested of Draymond Green reacting to Coach Kerr yelling at Steph Curry in the Boston game that we all saw.
That needs to be said. That's all I'm saying.
So now all you got to do is hit the button.
You know what? I think I need to add something there.
Because you like
Motor
Mouth.
No, it was about a week ago. This is the way you do it.
Go ahead.
Let me show you how to do it. If you guys remember about a week ago, Warriors were in Boston, and if you're watching that game, there was a moment in that game where Steph Curry turned the ball over, and Steve Kerr had a conniption, and he yelled at Steph Curry.
During a timeout.
Yeah, he got on Steph Curry. So if you don't know what we're talking about, that's what we're talking about. And listen to Draymond Green on what he thought of that interaction.
God. When you see Steph Curry get cussed out like that, and he just like... but no real reaction, just like, and then Steve come at you, you gotta shut the hell up. You have no choice but to shut hell up. And it sends a message to everyone. And more importantly, who else it sends a message to, which I think is even more important than sending a message to players. Yep. It sends a message to the rest of the coaches. Coach. Yes. Coach.
Yep. Get it up. Get your coaching up.
All right. There, you wanted it.
Thanks,
Now, add to it.
Yeah, thanks, Baron. But Davis, that was him in the back. Get your coaching up. But the fact that Draymond had to, for the betterment of the team, monitor how Curry was going to take that is just incredible. And it's what I do here, putting out grenades. You and Evan get at it, at each other. And then you guys don't even know I'm working my magic to kind of get the juju back right. You know, that's what Draymond was basically telling us.
What are you talking about?
I read these text messages, man.
I'd hate to say it, but oh, no.
Oh, you can read that one. Is it bad?
No, not really. No. But now I forgot what I was going to say.
About?
Which happens a lot because...
Draymond and Steph Curry. Kerr coming at him. And then I said you and Evan.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
You guys have your little stuff.
I'm going to say it. And this is the... I'm going to say it. This has been Draymond Green's greatest week in over 2 years. In over 2 years.
I'll give you that, brother.
It's been his greatest week.
Now tell us why.
Because he was good on the floor, and this sound of him, I can't get enough of it.
Man.
I can't get enough of Draymond Green's
sound.
Cut
that and send it to Dre and the Warriors.
He is absolutely phenomenal when he talks about sports.
It's incredible.
The guy's got a gift. He really does. Now, here's the question I was going to ask, and I'll ask Ken, too. If you had to make a bet right now that essentially Draymond Green will keep this up all year, would you make it?
I would make it right in a Texas.
I know you would. Okay. Would you make it? Now, listen, a straight technical here or there,
that
doesn't count.
Yeah, right.
But
are you available?
Do you believe he'll be thrown out of a game?
Oh, yes. I would say two games.
No. Two technicals. I'm sorry. Like a flagrant wouldn't. Well, I don't know what.
He's already got a flagrant, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he does.
A smack.
But that doesn't count either.
But my answer is yes.
That he'll do it again.
Yeah, and getting thrown out the game doesn't even.
Well, it depends. Like what he did last year in Orlando. That would count as
what
a relapse.
Like, that could happen, but it won't negate what he's done and what he's doing.
Well, I kind of disagree.
He is mentally invested.
That's not the question, though, Goo, is what he's saying. You have to. See, he can't do it. He can't do it at all.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know if I want to take that bet. That would be a sucker bet because he wears his emotions on his sleeve.
No. Yeah. But my point is this: when he did that in Orlando last year, that was a big deal.
There was
because of the way Steph Curry reacted.
Tears.
So to me, that if that were to happen tonight, that's a relapse.
Oh yeah, no.
Like
doubt.
In my
right.
mind, and
but
then
it's not.
Then you would lose the bet.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not. He's not letting that happen, man. And the biggest victory lap, call me Jesse Owens. I went with Joe Cunningham and we were at the Warrior front row, Ken. I don't think I told you. In a preseason game against the Kings, and everybody else was watching other stuff. But the guru computer was fixated on Draymond as he was in that cathedral like Russell Crowe poking
gym.
The Kings. I saw it verbally and the refs. And I came back Monday. It was on a Friday, Ken. I came back Monday and I said, I got a newfound appreciation for Draymond and what it takes to be him. And I said, can he keep it up? 11 games in, guys. This dude has his hands, both of them, on the DPOY award early.
Are you crazy?
Tell me who.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're 5-9.
That doesn't matter for Defensive Player of the Year.
Draymond, I'm telling you, man. You're giving him the credit that he deserves, and I appreciate it.
I tell you something else you do that's just... It's just
we
not...
We got 30 seconds.
It's really done in radio. It's where you could step up your game. Now, you love to do this. I went to the game with Joe Cunningham. With all due respect to Joe, nobody knows who Joe Cunningham is. Nobody. So if you're going to do that, I'm not saying you can't do it.
Right.
But if you're going to do it, you got to say, I was with Joe Cunningham, the vice president of sales at Odyssey.
But I'm private.
San Francisco.
I was holding
you're
that out.
You're not private because you just aired the guy out.
But everybody was like, who's Joe? I didn't want
exactly.
to say.
Exactly.
So, I didn't get.
So
listen.
You're speaking to an audience of one. Way to alienate the rest of our listeners. They
Joe
have no idea what you're talking about.
That out there.
You just put it out there.
But they didn't know who Joe is until you gave him his title. Yep. Snitches get stitches, baby. I think before I speak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's vice president. How do you know he wanted that out? Joe Cunningham?
You don't get
Richie
it.
Richie Cunningham.
You just don't get
it. I do get it.
This is a radio thing. And this is what I get.
Please.
For being paired
with the guru.
Notice how
get
I stopped.
John Sally back.
Why?
We got to.
I'm the one who says we got to go.
No, somebody said we should write a code book. It wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. What would your book be about, Goo?
We need to read the Bible. That's what we need to do. The good book. Did you smirk?
Kind of.
Oh my.
I'm allowed
Where's
to.
Where's the lightning at?
Listen,
dude,
if you go to Catholic high school or Catholic school, you can ridicule the Bible. You can. That's the rule.
Look at
Carter Chickering saying good basket.
Oh my, kid's looking at you like
we
the
gotta
devil.
Go again. That segment was brought to you by Save Mart and Lucky California.
I think before I speak.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.